This is Focus on Issues on KFRN 1280 AM, your local look at public affairs. My name is Suong Tran. Today's guest is Erin Rank. She is President and CEO of Habitat for Humanity of Greater Los Angeles. Erin, thank you so much for coming on the program.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Well, Habitat for Humanity is a pretty well-established nonprofit, but for someone who's not familiar with your organization, can you give us a brief description of what Habitat for Humanity is?
Sure. Habitat for Humanity is a worldwide organization that partners with volunteers, community leaders, and donors to build houses in partnership with families who need safe and affordable housing. And here in Greater Los Angeles, Habitat for Humanity is celebrating our 24th year, and we build and renovate homes throughout Los Angeles County.
Yes, I saw a video on your website where you said that Habitat for Humanity rehabs foreclosed homes, and I never realized that you guys do that.
Well, that's true. The typical image of Habitat for Humanity is building brand new homes, often single-story, single-family homes from the ground up. And yet what we find throughout the United States and in other parts of the world is that every community is a little bit unique in its housing needs. And so Habitat for Humanity is a pretty nimble organization, and it's driven by the community volunteers and board of directors and local staff. And the structure allows us to be responsive to what the community's needs are. So if one community needs more senior housing, if one community has very little land but they want to develop housing over retail, or someone, say, in the San Francisco area needs to do a 10-story building, Habitat for Humanity can respond to all of those needs. And the greatest need we've found most recently in Los Angeles is the need to take back these foreclosed properties that are blighted and vacant and kind of becoming an eyesore in the neighborhood, and totally renovating them and selling them to families with affordable loans and families who are interested in becoming involved and integrated into the local neighborhoods and communities.
Yes, and renovating sounds a lot easier and more cost-effective than building a house from the ground up.
Well, it can be at times. It just depends on how well the house was maintained over the years. So contractors like to say, you just never know what you're going to get until you open up a wall.
That's true.
Be very true. And so Habitat's philosophy was, and still is, that any home, existing home that we buy, we plan to go in and take the house all the way back to its skeleton, you know, all the way down to the wall studs, and essentially redo the plumbing and the electrical, the heating systems, all the way out to new drywall and flooring and light fixtures, and even on the exterior, a new roof, new windows, new siding or stucco, and new landscaping. So we take the existing house. Sometimes we'll even add a unit to it or some square footage to it, but essentially we kind of take the house and its very strong base foundation and rebuild it.
Wow, that sounds
pretty much a new house when we're finished with it.
That's what I was thinking. It's more involved than I thought. And your website shows that you did a lot more rehabs last year than you did building and repairing homes.
We did. During the downturn in the real estate market, a lot of the cities where we had been building new homes and investing our resources over the last 20 years were also those same areas that were hardest hit by foreclosures. And we realized that all of our hard work was at risk, and these communities were on the verge of kind of taking a huge step backwards in their housing stock. And so Habitat for Humanity decided to see if we could put a safety net under those communities and essentially support them by taking the vacant and blighted properties off the streets and completely renovating and making them appealing again as you drive down the street, and also putting families in those houses who are going to be really engaged in the community. So a big part of our work over the last 3 years has been buying foreclosed properties and fully renovating them. And during the same time, we were able to acquire some land. And so now, as we see the market rebounding and going up 28% each quarter or more, Habitat for Humanity now has enough land to build on for the next 3 to 5 years.
Okay. Your website says that you're currently focusing a lot on the Linwood and Long Beach area. Is that still true?
Well, Habitat Greater Los Angeles serves 52 cities in Los Angeles County, and we realized that if we build 100 homes a year or 108 homes a year, as we did last year, you know, that could have a small impact on every community we serve, or we could pick some of those communities that are hardest hit by some of the economic factors that we look at and do a really deep investment and have a whole neighborhood revitalization initiative. So Long Beach and Linwood are two of our initiative areas where we're building new houses, we're renovating foreclosed homes, we're repairing existing homes for families who own their home but don't have the physical or financial means to fix up their home. We also partner with all of the community organizations and the city government to see how we can have a broader impact on our target communities.
Yes, can you describe the individuals that you help?
A typical Habitat for Humanity partner family is a working family or individual who has a steady stream of income, good credit history, but doesn't make enough to qualify for a bank loan in the traditional lending market. They may be living in overcrowded conditions with relatives in a house or apartment that's not being well maintained. Even some of our families have moved out of converted garages into their Habitat home. Oftentimes, they're women who have been through a divorce and don't have the financial means to raise their kids and afford housing. Most of our families spend more than half of their income on rent. And so a Habitat family is also a family that's not looking for a handout, but just a hand up. They, once they're selected to the program, also help build their house. So they invest what we call sweat equity hours, up to 500 sweat equity hours in the construction of their home and their neighbors' homes. And once they move into their home, they have a Habitat for Humanity mortgage, which is an interest-free mortgage payment, which allows them to keep their costs low. And the Habitat for Humanity mortgage payments come back to Habitat, and they're going to revolving fund for Humanity, and that helps us build homes for more families. So it's very much a perpetual program in that when someone invests a dollar today in helping us buy a house, that dollar will cycle over and over again and help many families in the future.
As you were describing the individuals that you help, I was thinking that, you know, a lot of people fit that category and are in that situation. So do you have a waiting list of people waiting for a home?
Well, we don't have a waiting list per se. Anybody can go on our website and fill out a pre-eligibility questionnaire and find out if they're a good fit for our program. And then we have ongoing orientations, and that's the first step, is to come in and hear about Habitat's program and how it works, what would be asked of you as a homeowner. But the most common thing I hear at every home dedication when I hand over the keys to the new house, the family says, I never thought it could be me. I never thought I could own a home. I never thought I would qualify for a Habitat for Humanity home. I waited 3 years before I actually picked up the phone and called or filled out the application. So my best recommendation is, you have nothing to lose. Go ahead, pick up the phone or go on the website and give us a call.
Okay. I'm thinking back to what you've already said. I don't remember you saying anything about a down payment. So do the families have to have any sort of savings lined up?
They do, but typically it's 1-3% of the home price, which is below what the standard market is. So it's usually a few thousand dollars.
Okay. Are the homes sold at market rate?
They are. So the difference between, you know, a Habitat home and any other home on the block is simply financing and the quality of construction, of course. But a Habitat home, say, is appraised, and maybe the market value is $300,000. And the family, with their current income, could afford a mortgage of $150,000 over 30 years, interest-free. And that would be with monthly payments of about $600 a month. So that being the case, what Habitat for Humanity does is we take the purchase price, which is the appraised $300,000, and we say, okay, family, the family can pay us $150,000 over 30 years through their first mortgage, and we'll put a second mortgage for the remaining balance of $150,000 on the house. Now, that second mortgage, you don't make payments on while you live there. You only repay that upon sale or transfer of the property. So we essentially are splitting the price of the home into two sections, one which you're paying as your mortgage payments while you live in the home, and the other which will be paid at some point in the future when you resell your home.
Let's talk about the volunteers that help you out.
Thank you. Habitat for Humanity relies on volunteers to help us build our homes and to help us with many aspects of our program work, including homeowner trainings, homeowner selection, fundraisers, build events. And we engage over 10,000 volunteers a year in our work. And so there are people from all walks of life throughout our community. It could be a corporate CEO and a college student and a rabbi. It's a whole wide range of people come together on a Habitat for Humanity site. They pick up a hammer and put on a nail apron and work on helping us build homes. And 5 days a week, we have volunteers that come out and give us a day of their time and make a very lasting impact on our homes and on our families. And so we always welcome anyone who's interested in volunteering with us. Many companies see this as a fun team building activity. So companies will donate to Habitat for Humanity, and then maybe say 25 employees will come out and have a team build. It's a great way of supporting us, and we don't typically have an annual gala or a fundraising dinner. Instead, we encourage people to sponsor us through, instead of buying a table, to putting those dollars directly into buying materials and then coming out and helping us build on the house for a day.
What about the building material that you use? Is that all donated items?
A portion of our building materials are donated. We try to get at least 20% of every home donated as far as materials. We use very high quality building materials. We also strive to have our homes be very energy efficient. We put solar on many of our new homes, and on the homes that we renovate, we put dual pane glass and other things that will help the family keep their energy bills low.
Very nice. We don't have a whole lot of time left, but I'd like to talk about the Restore stores that you have.
Yes, the Restore is a national thrift store, a part of Habitat for Humanity, and it's a cross between maybe a home improvement store and a thrift store in that all the inventory is donated, but we specialize in stocking building materials. So in a typical Restore, you would find windows and doors and appliances and cabinetry, light fixtures, tile, flooring, just a whole variety of home goods. And Habitat for Humanity sells these materials at a great price to the public through our Restores, and they're open 5 days a week. We currently have one store in Norwalk. We have one in Gardena. We'll soon be opening a third store in Bellflower, and our neighboring affiliates have Restores as well. So you can go online and just type in Restore, R-E-S-T-O-R-E, Habitat for Humanity, and you'll find a list of all the Restores in the region.
I've been to a Restore in Orange County, and I was really surprised to see the items that you have there. Beautiful kitchen cabinets, lawnmowers, patio furniture, just a wide variety of things.
Well, yes, if you're renovating your home, it's a great place to go and find a deal. And if you have things that you're taking out of your home, be it cabinets or furnishings or appliances, you can call Habitat for Humanity, and we'll come pick those up, and you'll get a tax donation for the value of the materials that you donate to Habitat.
Let's give out your website address and phone number.
Habitat for Humanity of Greater Los Angeles' website address is www.habitatla.org, and our phone number is 310-323-HOME or 310-323-4663.
We've been speaking with Erin Rank. She's President and CEO of Habitat for Humanity of Greater Los Angeles. Erin, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having me.
You've been listening to Focus on Issues. The opinions and views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station or management. This program is presented as a public service of KFRN 1280 AM.